course, in this story, one person lived happily ever after and the other didn't. I wonder if you've ever picked up a novel and you've gone straight to the final page to see how it ended. For me, that would actually spoil the story. In fact, discovering the plot and the ending is known as a spoiler. What we've done today is we've gone straight to the end of the Sermon on the Mount. This is the final story that Jesus has at the end of this very important teaching. And he ends it with this well-known story, a story with a spiritual meaning. And unlike some of his parables, he explains to us its significance. So this isn't a spoiler. It actually helps us because these are foundational words. Jesus is saying, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man. Everyone who hears but does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. Jesus is saying to us, my words are foundational. Get the foundations right and you can face any storm. You'll be like the builder who built on solid rock. Most of us have heard some of the stories Jesus told. We've heard some of the things Jesus taught. And we may well have thought, well, yes, this is important teaching. The message of Jesus to love God and to love one another. I can go with that. That's really important. And there are many people who regard the Sermon on the Mount as good moral teaching. But Jesus says to us, it's not enough to hear. You've got to do something about it. He asks, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? So what can we learn from this story? Here are some building instructions. Building instruction number one, build on the rock. If I build the house of my life on solid rock, it will stand. If I build on anything else, it will crash in ruins. And what is this rock? It's Jesus and his teaching. Jesus is the rock. He's the solid foundation. He's the sure foundation for life. You see, Jesus is uncompromising in his message. He's saying there are only two options, only two ways we can build. We live in a culture which often says, it doesn't matter what you believe in as long as you're sincere. Or, we're all climbing up to God. There are just different routes up the mountain. But Jesus says, build on me and my teaching, and you'll find it's as solid as a rock. Build on any other religion or philosophy, and you'll find it's sand. In the last day, it will fail you. Build on the rock. Instruction number two, hear and obey. To build on the rock means to hear and obey. Look at this story and you'll see there are two builders, two houses, two sorts of foundation, and two attitudes to God's word. One person hears Jesus' teaching and puts it into practice. That person obeys. The other person also hears Jesus' teaching and does nothing about it. Doing what Jesus says or not doing it. The challenge is this. What is my response to Jesus and his teaching? Is it yes or no? Will I trust him and obey him or not? Think about it. Outwardly, those two houses looked pretty similar. There they are. They look more or less the same. The difference between them lay in the foundations. To build our lives on a sure foundation requires putting Jesus' words into practice, obeying Jesus. Hear and obey. So the first building instruction is build on the rock. The second building instruction is hear and obey. And the third one is repent, believe, and receive. People read the Sermon on the Mount and say, I could never live up to those ideal standards of behavior. How on earth is that possible? The short answer is, it's not possible by our own efforts. The truth is, we all fail. Whether it's anger, or lust, or unforgiveness, or worry, or money issues, whether it's to do with my relationship with God or my relationship with other people, we tick many of those boxes. We all fail in one area or another. And the Bible calls this failure sin. The good news is that Jesus came to this earth to deal with the problem of sin. So the first thing that we must do in response to these words of Jesus is repent. That means turning my back on that anger, that unforgiveness, that dishonesty, that pride, that sexual sin, whatever it is, saying sorry to Father God and turning to face him, repenting. Now that is putting into practice the words of Jesus. Secondly, we must believe. Put our faith in Jesus. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We can't save ourselves. Only Jesus can do that. That's the fact of the matter. But the wonderful thing is that Jesus died to save us, to forgive us, and to set us free. So ask yourself, have I personally put my faith in Jesus and wholeheartedly committed my life to him? That's the challenge. Have I personally put my faith in Jesus and wholeheartedly committed my life to him? Believe. Repent, believe, and then receive. We can't possibly keep this up without outside help. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Next Sunday, we're going to celebrate Pentecost. That's the time when the Holy Spirit was poured out and given to the first Christians. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to us. He gives us power to obey, to live life God's way, to follow Jesus. So ask the Holy Spirit to give you that power. Receive the Holy Spirit. So we have three building instructions. Build on the rock, hear and obey, repent, believe and receive. Now, I can imagine some people saying, but what about the storms? You'll notice that the storms hit both houses. One stood and the other collapsed. I love the Street Bible version of this story. Don't build your life on dodgy foundations. Winter storms will wreck the whole thing. Build your life on this teaching and you will be rock solid. It won't stop the storms, but it'll stop them getting to you. There are people in this church who've been battered by terrible storms. Some are going through it right now, and we continue to call out to God for them. Our personal testimony is this: when these major storms hit, we've been able to stand. Our faith has not been wrecked. We've known and we continue to know Jesus Christ, the foundation, the solid rock. Jesus Christ underpinning us, giving us strength and security and comfort and healing and peace. Get the foundations right and you will be able to withstand the storms. Matthew ends his story by telling us that the people who heard Jesus were amazed. Why? Because Jesus taught as one who had authority. His teaching comes with all the authority of Almighty God. So let's hear it, believe it, and act upon it. Then we'll have the very best foundation for life and for eternity. Let's pray. Father God, I pray that every one of us here today will build our lives on the solid rock of Jesus and his teaching. Help us to trust and obey, to get the foundations right, to repent and believe and receive your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.